1332 4BU, it's the Big Brekkie with Daniel. We do it thanks to Bundy Juice. It's Bundylicious. Mike Oldfield and Maggie Riley, Moonlight Shadow. Download the iHeartRadio app through Google Play or the App Store. It's free and take 4BU everywhere. Well, what a huge weekend last weekend was in the world of rugby league. And joining us is the chairman for Bundaberg Rugby League, Mike Ireland. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Daniel. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. First things first, your thoughts on the NRL game last Sunday?
Look, mate, it was a great spectacle out there, and look, it's, there's been a couple of complaints come in about people not being able to see and that, but I mean, it was the first NRL game that we've had in Bundaberg, competition game, and look, with 8,500 people there, you know, the committee, including the Bundaberg Rugby League, are looking at everything that that went on last week. But as far as the game and the spectacle is concerned, mate, it was great, and it certainly went right around the world, the game, and it looked great on television, and I think credit to you know, the people involved, and you know, David Field from the council and his hard-working staff, plus the Bundaberg Rugby League volunteers and that, and you know, it was a great day, and most people come away very, very happy. So looking forward to 2023 now, and if we can do things any better, we'll certainly have a meeting and decide if there's some things that we mightn't do right, we can fix for next year.
Yeah, hats off to everyone involved, because I thought it was a wonderful day. Yes, there was a few, as you say, there was a few people that weren't happy, but overall, it as you say on TV, it was a huge spectacle. It looked good as well on TV, and it was, you know, a great game and a good opportunity for not only Bundaberg to be on the map, but also try something like this. And as you said, we go away, you'll have a look at some things, and you know, 2023, it'll be the Bulldogs versus whoever at Salter Oval. But let's turn our attention to the over the weekend's game, the minor semi-final between the Hervey Bay Seagulls and the West Panthers.
Well, this match was played out at Brothers on Saturday afternoon, and obviously I couldn't get out there with all the work we're doing at Solar from preparation for Sunday, but they tell me it was a fantastic game. And look, 8-4, I mean, Hervey Bay got over West, so it was a very close game. And now that West have had their season, and congratulations to them for their 2022 season, they'll come back in 2023 bigger and better. And of course now Hervey Bay, with no rugby league this weekend, Hervey Bay now will play Waves Tigers, who went down on Sunday to Brothers 20-18. And in that game there, right on full time, Waves Tigers scored a try, and the goal kicker had an opportunity to even the score and go into extra time. But with the wind out there on Sunday, he probably just didn't quite line it up. It was right from the sideline. It was a great kick, but it missed the goal, and Brothers moved to the 2022 Bundaberg Broadcasters Grand Final at the end of August, and now Hervey Bay and Waves Tigers clash Saturday week out at Solar Oval. So, yeah, we're having a bye this weekend after the NRL game. We decided that due to the... We normally like to have our grand final last weekend in August with the juniors, so we've got a bye this weekend, Daniel.
Yeah, so everyone gets to put their feet up and relax and obviously, you know, go into the following week. That game you mentioned there between the Tigers and Pass Brothers, you mentioned there about the sideline conversion. I don't think I could have even taken the kick right in front. It was a nervous kick, and yeah, it was a good kick, but yeah, just off to the side, which, you know, obviously at that final siren, so to speak. And yeah, nervous times, no doubt, for the kicker.
Yeah, it was actually, and someone commented out there that because we've moved the goalpost 5 metres to Calvin's free side, he mightn't have lined it up properly. But I said, I don't think that was the excuse. I think, and he's normally a very good goal kicker too, and he kicks them from anywhere. But look, they live another day, and they'll tackle Hervey Bay, as I said, Saturday weekend out at Solar Oval for the right to play Brothers, who of course are the reigning premiers in the 2022 Bundaberg Broadcasters Premiership.
We look forward to not this weekend, the following weekend. Mike, really do appreciate your time.
No worries at all, mate. We'll catch you next week.